Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemakers Centre. Joining us online, it's the mindful doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. How are you?
Pretty good, Neil. How are you?
I'm going well. It's getting taxing, this lockdown. It's hurting the hip pocket. I'm getting plenty of exercise. My dog's hating the sight of seeing the dog lead come out. He's like, oh, not again.
And, oh, God.
But it is hard. It's a dark cloud above us.
Look, I totally agree, Neil. And I'm really struggling too. Actually, I hurt my back in the last couple of weeks, and exercise for me, like you make a joke about, you know, you're getting plenty of exercise. Unfortunately for me, exercise is something that is really part of my mental health plan, and it's something that I can't do at the moment because of my back. So I've really had to sit back and think about what other ways I can fill that space with to make sure that my mental health is in a good space, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So physical exercise activity is a big one, isn't it? In just feeling positive, getting out, getting the air in the lungs, etc.
Absolutely. So I think, Neil, I think I've touched on it before, what is really important in times of stress when we are feeling fear and anxiety is to try and remember to control what we can control. The coronavirus has affected us in so many ways. You know, you mentioned your hip pocket. So, you know, yes, it's affecting us financially, economically, emotionally, physically, socially, and of course, psychologically. And it is normal for us to sort of feel fear and anxiety in these stressful situations. But getting lost in these feelings of anxiety and fear and worrying about could happen or what might happen or, you know, what the government's going to say, for example, at 11 o'clock each day, isn't helping with these feelings. And in fact, it's probably just layering them up and making them worse and worse and worse. Mm. But what you can control is, you know, how we behave around these feelings and by choosing behaviours that reflect our values, because this actually builds up our mental health and makes us feel good about ourselves in these times. So you mentioned exercise, and that's definitely something that you can sink your teeth into. But come back into doing something that reminds you of what life is really about. So yes, exercise, move your body every day, even with a bad back, try and do something or sit outside in the beautiful spring air, eating good nutrition, making sure that you're really focusing on getting good sleep. And of course, maintaining some sort of social connection, because I think what this pandemic has really outlined is how important our social connections are, our friends, our family, our loved ones. We're really missing them right now. And even though we may not be able to touch them and sit with them yet, we can still connect with them. And that's still a really important part of our mental health stability.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I spoke to my dad on the phone for an hour and 37 minutes the other night. And I have, in my 49 years of living, I have never spoken to my dad for an hour and 37 minutes. So there you go. That was a big one. And so, but it was good. It was a great chat, caught up on how he's going, because he is in Sydney. I'm here. I haven't seen him for quite some time. He hasn't seen his grandkids for a time longer than that as well. So, you know, it's good to connect. And I did feel good when I hung up and got off the phone.
Yeah, exactly. I think that highlights my point exactly.
And the next day I thought, who else can I ring? So I rang another pal and we chatted for a good while as well. It's just been good.
And I think, yeah, it is a good opportunity to actually go through your contact list and think, you know, who haven't I spoken to for a while? Who haven't I connected to? And distance doesn't matter now, even if they're on the other side of the country or, you know, in another country. You know, we're all in the same space. We're all isolated. So picking up the phone, sending a text message, writing a letter even, go old school, but really, you know, focusing on that social connection. Can't wait to get back to normal. Yes, cannot wait.
Absolutely right. Let's hope it's not too far away. The Mindful Doctor is Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. Thank you as always for your time. Take care.
You're very welcome. Take care, Neil.